since we were little, we were always, always told, don't lie. Lying is bad. Only bad people lie. But a German psychologist posed the question, is lying really that bad? Is being honest and truthful at all times, always unconditionally and absolutely the right thing to do? The psychologist then argued that lying is not only sometimes a necessity when socializing, but it's also important for our own well-being. In a nutshell, the idea is that sometimes we have to lie to ourselves to live a happier life. And when you do think about it, people who are overly analytical and objective when assessing themselves tend to never be satisfied. Even when they're doing just fine, they think, still not good enough. Even when everything is going swimmingly, they say, well, this is just a fluke. Good luck. It's not my true talents. We have little qualms about telling white lies once in a while to make others feel better. So why don't we treat ourselves once in a while and tell ourselves, I look fabulous. I'm the best at what I do. I'm perfect in every way. It doesn't matter if it's true. It only matters that we believe it. I'm Lena Park, and this is One Fine Day. Welcome to One Fine Day with Lena Park. That was G.O.D. with 거짓말, lies. Yes, it is very, very important to be analytical and objective sometimes in order to know ourselves better, to recognize the problems and the flaws we have, though, so that we can find solutions to them and become a better person. But if we're in this analytical, objective mode at all times, well, that's simply too exhausting. There are times in our lives when things don't go in our favor, when we're let down by circumstances that we can't change, dealing a huge blow on our self-esteem and our confidence. And at times like those, maybe that analytical and objective mode is really not going to work in our favor. Instead of kicking ourselves in the butt and only focusing on the flaws, maybe we need to give ourselves a pat on the back instead. Maybe even tell ourselves a tiny white lie. We don't really believe it at the time, but we're going to tell it to ourselves that I'm doing good, that everything's going to be fine. And you know what? Sure enough, everything could work out fine. Yeah, it's all our perspective. So that being said, I hope that everybody's doing really well and feeling no need to lie to themselves. But we have to move on now to our next order of business, which is our daily global roll call. It's coming up in just a minute. So let me know where you are and what you're doing as you're listening to today's One Fine Day. Don't forget to send in your song requests and feel free to share your saeyeonder, stories and anecdotes about anything and everything as well. Nothing's too trivial. Anything goes. So, you can message me here on Kong or use the message boards on our website, which is world.kbs.co.kr, or leave a comment on our latest posts on Instagram at KBS One Fine Day and Facebook at facebook.com/EnglishKBS. If you have a Korean phone number, you can text me at #8150. It's 51 per SMS and 101 per MMS. In part two of the show, singer-songwriter Stella Jung will join me for our Thursday segment, The Words. Here's where we take a close look at lyrics of some wonderful K-pop songs, so definitely stay tuned for that. I'll be back with the roll call after one more song. Here is Broccoli 넘어져, Broccoli U2 with 보편적인 노래, Song is Universal. One Fine Day is coming to you live from Seoul, Korea, and it is currently 5:25 p.m. here. And we are having even a warmer day than yesterday. Surprisingly, the temperatures are climbing a little bit back up to feel a little more like late autumn, right? Very late in the game. But I'm sure it's going to get cold again soon. But, you know, with all this up and down, we should definitely be prepared with layers and careful not to catch colds. Right now, I'm talking to you in a studio located on the fourth floor of the main KBS building in Yeouido. Seoul, where are you? It's time for our global roll call, a chance for me to find out where in the world all my listeners are and what you're all up to right now. Aside from tuning into our show, of course, it's where are you? ShamMDXCR2020 says, hi, Lena Park. Good afternoon, and once again, greetings from India. Today I'm in the office for duty. All right, hope you're having a good day, and thanks for taking the time to say hello. Sweet 030323 writes, 안녕하세요, 정연 언니. Your beauty is working hard. I'm getting my booster shot today. Ha ha ha. I was fine after the first and second shot, so hopefully I'll be just as fine after my third. It's a good thing I'm getting the shot before I go camping in Jeju next week. But I'm also getting worried because of the rising number of COVID patients. Yes, it is mind-boggling how the numbers have just skyrocketed, right? So, yeah, I think everybody is sort of in a kind of a waiting game kind of mentality right now. We're waiting to see what happens. Well, we're waiting to see if policies will change or not. Well, definitely hoping for the best. Listener HRNFRG says, good evening. I'm up studying for my Korean level 3 midterm, chapters 1 to 4, and I'm struggling with all the grammar. But I've managed to cook a few Thanksgiving dishes for tomorrow, so I've freed up the oven for the turkey. Happy Thanksgiving from North Carolina. I'm thankful, among other things, for your wonderful show. Well, yes, an early happy Thanksgiving to everybody. I was checking it out on social media, and today's the day before, right? Or it was the day before, so everybody got the, like, make-ahead stuff all out of the way, get the stuffing out of the way, get this out of the way, to kind of free up some oven space and some range top space. Ah, those were the days. Going to be very, very merry and happy Thanksgiving, I hope, for everybody out in the States. And hey, congratulations on already being at Korean level 3. I'm looking forward to your next message being in Korean. Any case, good to hear from you. Moklesa Rahman says, I'm with you from Bangladesh. Thank you so much for being with us always. All right, let's look at song requests now. We have a song request from Siskarax, who says, hello and happy Thursday. Today is National Teachers' Day in my country of Indonesia. Hats off to all the teachers, not only in Indonesia, but also around the world, for their enormous dedication and hard work during the COVID-19 pandemic. They are the unsung heroes, and I salute them. Today, I'd like to request Rock With You by 17 to commemorate the Teachers' Day. Thanks for airing. Take care and have a good day. Well, happy Teachers' Day, and all, you know, every day should be Teachers' Day, because it is amazing, teachers, right? Molding the minds of our future. And I hope, yes, all the teachers out there do, well, at least a lot of them do catch your song request, because it is in honor of them. Jisukim0801 likes the selfie series and says, beautiful, I cannot say too much. So, this is the grand finale of the Incheon Airport Trilogy. Thanks for your effort to take gorgeous selfies for OFD. Excited to see you on throne today. My request song is Coffee by Epic High. All right. Yes, I took, you know, I always take about like 3-4 pictures. It never really comes out. Sometimes it's the first one is good, but you want to just make sure. And yes, I thought that I was going to a lot of effort to take selfies for social media, but no. The tent next to me at Incheon Airport was the lovely group Oh My Girl. And for one shot, literally, I heard their camera click over 20 times. I'm not exaggerating. Chak-kak, 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 chak-kak. Like, just Hey, so makes me humbled. And I'm reminded, oh, I got to work harder because those girls know, they know how to do it. All right, here are those two requests. Let's listen. 17 with Rock With You and then Epic High with Coffee.
지금 이 노래가 내가 될 수 있게 만들어주니까 차가운 낯에 들어나.
That was Epic High with Coffee featuring Sunga of Vanilla Acoustic. And before that, we heard 17 with their song Rock With You. JSLee 2017 writes, 안녕하세요, 정연 누나. Part 3 of Incheon Airport Goddess Lena. The weather is so much warmer today. I've been using the cold weather as an excuse not to work out outside, but I got my bicycle out to ride today. I guess you'll be enjoying the cooking show comfortably on your throne on today's episode. Yes. Yes, I will admit it. It was really nice to sit there and do pretty much nothing. Yes. J.S. Jerry Kim says, today at work, there was a small contest regarding this year's research results, and thanks to good reviews, I made it into the top three. The prize was a dining course certificate, and it turns out it's for a Michelin 3-star restaurant. I'm quite excited, but not as excited as I am for what you'll be cooking on tonight's cooking program. I wish TVs delivered smells. TVs that deliver smells will be developed soon. Learn the waiting. Oh boy. Yes, that would be pretty amazing. Just, it's totally virtual reality if a TV can deliver smells. Ooh, it's kind of weird to think about it. Yes, hope you guys all enjoy the cooking show tonight. And congratulations on the Michelin 3. Woo, yummy, yummy. Yumminess awaits. All right. Taipei Warren says, thanks for all the live OFD airings this week. I try to make it on time for your live shows, but these past few days, I was so busy with meetings and only managed to catch the second half of your live shows. And by the way, I look forward to seeing you on the throne for today's cooking show. All right. And Alicia Y writes, not a fan of carbonated drinks. They taste fine, but I don't like the thought or feeling of all those bubbles going down my throat and through my digestive system. There are times, though, where I'd want to try a carbonated drink that all my friends have been raving about, or where I'd get a free canned drink when grabbing takeaway. So I try to let it sit out as long as possible until it flattens. But some of these drinks end up taking more than 2 days to flatten. Call for help here. Does anyone know any hacks to flatten a drink as quickly as possible without boiling it? Oh my goodness, that makes me sad, trying to flatten a drink, but J.S. Jerry Kim was there to help, saying you stir it with wooden chopsticks to increase the surface of the liquid exposed to air, because it will eventually just be air dissipating those bubbles. And Taipei Warren says, add salt. Ooh, interesting. Add salt into the carbonated drink. This is also a remedy to cure sore throats. Okay, I'm totally going to have to try that because I've tried every remedy, but I haven't tried that one. All right, thanks you guys for all helping each other out. Next song request is Shaman DXER 2020's request that we'll all enjoy right now. Here's Red Velvet with Hengbok, Happiness.
Sometimes you gotta be bold. Just rock the world.
You're listening to One Fine Day with Lena Park on KBS World Radio. Lim Toya says, oh, I got a cramp thanks to a hard workout. I tried to do my best, but probably pushed myself harshly. Hard to bend my arm and hard to walk, but I feel somewhat satisfied. Am I a masochist? By the way, I will keep working out until I get back to my pre-pandemic self before. This is just the start. All right, fighting. It is definitely hard to get back into an exercise routine. You will be in pain for the first week or so, maybe a couple weeks. And I don't think you're being a masochist. We all kind of feel that same satisfaction, like, oh, we're so sore after our workout. We feel like we did something right, right? Yeah, yeah, your muscles are just a little bit shocked there, but be sure to take a little rest because resting your muscles is just as important as working them out. Yoon Mi-jung says, 언니, 안녕하세요. Just a little bit ago, I unintentionally jumped 2 steps on a staircase at once and sprained my ankle. Ouch! I had a big fall when I was about 20 years old and I broke my left ankle bone into pieces. And so this has been happening every year since. The bone is still in pieces and it's being a nuisance for such a long time. I guess walking will be uncomfortable for me for the next little while. You. Always be careful when walking down the stairs. Don't let your thoughts wander. Oh my gosh, yes, that's the biggest thing for me. Don't look at your smartphone when you're walking downstairs or walking upstairs, let alone. Oh no, and don't jump 2 steps at once, apparently. Yeah, I've had problems with repeatedly spraining my ankle. Once it goes, it does tend to keep going and going. But the bone is in pieces. Maybe is there some way to help that out or something? In any case, I hope both you and Lim Toya feel better. Anybody else out there who needs to feel a little bit better? Let's get better as we listen to our next song. Here's Jex Kiss with 아프지 마요. Be well.
아프지 마요. 외롭지 마요 행복하길 바래요
They're different, but not entirely. 2 different songs from 2 different parts of the world. It's like they belong to a parallel universe. It's time to listen to a couple of songs that are seemingly nothing alike, but actually somewhat similar in one way or another upon closer inspection. 1 K-pop track and 1 non-K-pop track, it's Parallel Universe. Today, we're going to listen to 2 songs with the exact opposite titles. First up, we'll listen to the K-pop song No Shame by singer-songwriter Eric Nam. Eric Nam made his debut through an audition program back in 2011. Yes, I was one of those who auditioned him. He has since become known as Om China, the boy next door who is perfect in every way. He recently announced that he will release his 2nd English-language album entitled There and Back Again in January of next year, for which he also plans to hold a world concert tour. His song No Shame was actually part of his 1st English-language album, Before We Begin, which was released in 2019. The song is the English version of his 2018 song Sortiki, which is honestly in English, but honestly, the context of the lyrics are unrelated to one another. They just have the same melody. And then the new one in English is No Shame, and here's how it starts. I wish I had no shame. I wish I felt no ways. I wish I could do what I want and feel no pain. I wish I could hurt you the way that you hurt me. I wish I could do what I want and feel no shame. You said no promises. I said that's fine, but it feels like I'm breaking one every time. Ah, it doesn't mean that he doesn't have no shame. He wishes he had no shame. Our non-K-pop song of the day, opposite title, it is called Shame. It's by English singer-songwriters Robbie Williams and Gary Barlow. The two had been bandmates way back when they were 2/5 of the globally popular 90s band Take That. The song deals with the estrangement between these 2 friends, Robbie Williams and Gary Barlow, which occurred after Williams left Take That to pursue a solo career. It took them 15 years to become friends again, but apparently all they needed was just a good chat. And Robbie Williams explained in an interview, "We had that big chat and the most amazing thing happened at the end of it. We both said sorry to each other and we both meant it. That's all we needed. It just lifted so much off of my shoulders that I didn't know was still there. It was the start of a very magical 18 months that we've had since then, writing songs together, getting to know each other. It's nice being able to be grown-ups and hear each other and say sorry, because not many people can do that. Wow, even the incorrigible Robbie Williams sounds like he's all grown up. Shame was one of the songs that the two wrote together then. It was released as the lead single off of Williams' second Greatest Hits compilation album. And here's a bit of the song's lyrics. Well, there's three versions of this story, mine and yours, and then the truth. Now we can put it down to circumstance, our childhood, then our youth. Out of some sentimental gain, I wanted you to feel my pain, but it came back, returned to sender. What a shame we never listened. I told you through the television, and all that went away was the price we paid. People spend a lifetime this way. Oh, what a shame. A different, more of a colloquial usage of the term. Oh, what a shame. What a pity. All right, it's very different uses of the word shame, but we got two opposite sounding titles. Let's listen. No Shame by Eric Nam and Shame by Robbie Williams and Gary Barlow.
I wish I had no shame. I wish I felt no ways. I wish I could do what I want and feel no pain. I wish I could hurt you.
That was Shame by Robbie Williams and Gary Barlow. And before that, Eric Nam with No Shame. Those were the Parallel Universe songs of the day. Coming up in part two of the program, it's our Thursday segment, The Words. A chance for us to take a closer look into the words of some of the most popular K-pop numbers with lovely singer-songwriter Stella Jang. Let me wrap up part one of the show with one more song. Here's SHINee with their song, Bangbaek, Aside. Welcome to part two of One Fine Day with Lena Park. The Words, our Thursday segment looking into the world of K-pop song lyrics, is coming up shortly with singer-songwriter Stella Tang. But we're going to have one quick song break before we start up first. Here's Twice with their song, Scientist. Yeah. Think about it, a song is a poem with a melody. Like poems, sometimes the words to a song hold more meanings than they let on. Other times, it's the story behind the words that's even more extraordinary. It's all in the words. The words of a song can be so much more than just a mere component of a song, so we take time each week to take a look at lyrics in our segment, The Words. Making sure nothing gets lost in translation, we have singer-songwriter Stella Jang in the studio.
Hello.
Welcome back, and how are you?
I'm fine. I'm doing very fine.
You're looking very cute today.
Oh, thank you. It's because of my yesterday's schedule.
Your Merida hair.
Yeah.
Merida.
My Merida and somewhere between Merida and Gotho. The color is like more like Gotho.
The curls Merida. Like Merida. Lovely, lovely. I'm surprised that they lasted.
Yeah, it's because like I didn't wash them yesterday.
And it's not good to wash your hair all the time, especially after all of that, you know, lots of styling over a schedule.
Yeah.
I don't usually wash my hair after
and,
a schedule.
And somehow it was a little akawo.
That's true.
Because it took so much time.
It must
time.
Have took forever, huh?
Yeah.
To get such tight curls.
Yeah, and I have a lot of hair, so,
yeah.
So it takes a lot of time.
That's right. You do have a lot of hair. So Alicia says Hermione.
Yeah, and my hairstylist said, oh, you should just use it like at least for 3 days.
Yeah, you should. Absolutely. And yeah. It's been really dry lately, so it's probably going to go 3 days without needing a wash. Good for you.
Yeah, and good for me again because my hair like doesn't get really greasy. Mm-hmm. So
yay!
That's a nice thing.
That's a nice thing. Anything to avoid that dreaded hair washing. Are you as annoyed by washing hair as other women?
Yeah,
is it universal thing that we just can't stand having to wash our hair?
Yeah, it's because like every time I feel like I have to wash my hair, it takes me forever to go into the bathroom because it's like, oh, I gotta go wash my, hair, but I don't want to.
We have to wash it, but then we most of us use conditioner. That's an extra step. You have to leave it in for at least a minute, 2 minutes.
I always wash 2 times.
You wash 2 times?
Yeah, oh, every time. Because I feel like 1 time isn't enough.
Is it enough?
Yeah, and it doesn't take out all the...
residue and oil and dirt and stuff.
So I like to have, like, the proper shampoo. Kopum.
Lots of foaming. Yeah. And for me, it's, you know, honestly, I don't know what I hate worse. The washing or the drying?
I don't dry my hair anymore. I just dry the roots.
The roots.
The roots and then whatever.
I
leave them.
My hair is so fine that if I don't dry it, because I wash my hair at night, if I don't dry it before I go to bed, it's like, just very strange. In the morning, it won't listen to me. It gets kinks and it gets like, actually gets folded, and it's just really weird.
Oh, I know what it is.
Anyhow, J.S. Lee and Alicia, Kim Ji-soo, Sweet 0303233, Lahab 82, I'll say suha suha.
Suha suha.
And J.S. Jerry 76.
J.S. Lee now sounds a lot more familiar to me.
Yes. The J.S. Lee. J.S. Jerry 76 says, 수장님, 안녕하세요. Just like last week's topic, I waited for today, 오늘을 기다렸습니다.
Because it's
nice that he said that, because it's very fortuitous and portentous, because today is, the topic is...
More waiting.
More waiting.
Yeah, because 5 songs weren't enough to put all of the waiting songs.
That's true.
So I came with another set of 5 songs.
Another
about
set
waiting.
Of 5 songs. And there's really much more where that came from.
Yeah.
Because there's something about waiting that's really special for singer-songwriters to write about, because I feel like a lot of the time we're writing songs, we are in the act of waiting for something.
Yeah.
Sometimes we're waiting for love.
Mm-hmm.
Sometimes we're waiting for inspiration.
Yeah.
And another for the answers.
Another thing is that a big part of our job is to wait. 대기 시간.
Very true. Yes. Probably like...
You wait more than you sing.
75-80% of our day is waiting. Waiting in traffic to get to our destination. Waiting at the shop to get hair and makeup done. And then, like you said, 대기 시간. Waiting in the waiting room or the dressing room.
So after the rehearsal, you have to wait.
Wait. And then after the second rehearsal, you have to wait. Yes. And then all that waiting and all that, you know, 12 hours of getting ready and waiting for 10 minutes of music.
Yeah.
It's a quirky
sometimes
characteristic
it feels
of our...
weird when you go like to a very bottom of Korea like and sing like 3 songs.
Yes.
And after 10 minutes it's over and you have to like go 5 hours to Seoul and
yes.
I was like, "Oh, I came all this way."
Yeah, just for those
just for 10 minutes.
It is a quirky kind of characteristic of our job, of most people, most performers' job.
Yeah.
All of the preparation for that really concentrated small moment on stage.
Mm-hmm.
But we do it.
Yeah.
It's part of the job.
Yep.
All right. More waiting today. So many songs about waiting. Where are we going to start? What's the first waiting song?
The first waiting song is 기다리다, Waiting by Panic.
Ooh, a Panic
so
song.
So I mentioned this song last week.
Yes, you did.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, because...
Seems natural to start with it.
Because we had Yoonha's 기다리다 last week. Mm-hmm. And today we have Panic's 기다리다. Mm.
All right. Let's see how it's different. Same title, but probably very different.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. While waiting for you, I thought to myself, although you left, you're in so much pain right now that you're crying on your way back to me. While looking at you, I suddenly thought to myself, one day, when the sky brightens up, like the day you left, quietly you'll come back to me. You are in front of me, but will you not see me again? In your eyes, I'm not there. Just the familiar gestures and settled smile faintly remain to make me cry, but you will come back to me. When your heart calls on me again, don't hesitate and come back. In front of your eyes, inside of me, like before, I will hold you.
A lot of conviction here. Even though someone has left, you will come back to me. Yeah. Even though you're in so much pain, you will come back. You're crying on your way back. Mm-hmm. And this is what he's thinking while waiting for you.
Yeah.
널 기다리다, which is a different use of the word than the title, even though it sounds the same.
Yeah, it's not just the active waiting, it's mm-hmm. while waiting.
Yes, while I was waiting for you. Mm-hmm. 널 기다리다, I thought to myself. Yeah, so a lot of conviction there.
Yeah, and also this is, I think this song was included in their debut album.
Yeah.
And he used unusual vocabulary, like, since the very beginning.
Yes, he did.
Yeah, because, 앙금 같은 미소, like, who would have thought of that expression?
Right. It's true. He mentioned something in one of our TV show tapings a couple weeks ago, how he doesn't want to use the cliche, the typical adjective.
Yeah.
Right? He talked about 하늘을 달리다. Mm-hmm. And then he said from a long time before he wrote the song, he wanted to write about the sky, but everyone always says 맑은 하늘.
Yeah.
He's like, oh, boring, clear sky, 맑은 하늘. So he wanted to do something different, so he turned it into 마른 하늘.
마른 하늘을 달려.
Right? Yeah, dry sky. So it was a kind of a sneak peek into how he thinks. Mm-hmm. So it was always there from really the beginning.
Yeah.
You know, some kind of a quirky, a different adjective to make you go, hmm. You know? All right, let's listen. Here's Panic with 기다리다, waiting. That was Panic with 기다리다, waiting. One of my favorite tracks from this album.
Me too.
It's one of the songs that made me think, oh, these guys are different.
Yeah.
You know?
And also, this song is different from other songs.
It's true. It's an outlier. Yeah. Definitely not a typical Panic song. Mm-hmm. But it is sort of a sign of things to come with Ijeuk's solo music in the future. Mm-hmm. All right, 기다리다. Now, what is our next song? Waiting for the next song.
Our next song is 기다린 날도 지워질 날도. Days of Longing, Days to be Forgotten by Lee Seung-hwan, written, of course, by Oteo. Yeah. So another classic waiting song.
Yes. We're going even farther back in time, all the way back to 1989.
Yeah.
All right.
The days I've waited and the days that will be forgotten have all been time spent for you, yet you are drifting away like this, and you feel. What more do you want from me? There is no need for countless meanings. I just want to see you smile. How much longer I will long for you, unable to say anything. If you leave now, I won't even be able to see you. Why can't I say the words I love you in front of you when you want me to? There isn't even any more time saved up. The days I've waited and the days that will be forgotten have all been time spent for you, yet you are drifting away like this. Are you leaving?
And then he repeats the refrain, how much longer will I long for you, unable to say anything.
Yeah, and I remember that we talked about this 그리워하다 in English.
Yes.
And we didn't think of I long for something.
That's true.
Yeah.
Yearning is also a type of missing something, right? Missing something, longing for you, yearning for you. How much longer will I miss you?
Yeah.
Is another way we can look at it. How much longer will I miss you, long for you, unable to say anything? Mm-hmm. And there's something about this song that I don't know if it's on purpose that leaves it very open to interpretation.
Yeah.
Because 그리워해, I think, is intentionally vague.
Mm-hmm.
Is it missing them? Were they together? Did they leave? Or did he never say anything? Is he just simply longing for this person?
Yeah.
You know, and it sounds sort of like, you know, a one-sided love, but we're not completely sure.
Yeah. And all we know is that he waited a lot. The days I've yeah. waited and the days yes. that will be forgotten have all been time spent for you.
Mm-hmm.
But we don't know if the other person knows about mm-hmm. it or, yeah.
Yeah, and he uses this parallel structure that we see it a lot in your songs, Stella, mm-hmm. where he repeats this first verse, the days I've waited and the days that will be forgotten have all been time spent for you. Yet, you're drifting away like this. And at first he says, and you feel, 그때 느낌은,
dot, he doesn't, dot, dot.
Dot, dot, dot. He doesn't finish it. Mm-hmm. Then at the end, we hit the same verse again, but instead of, and you feel, dot, 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 he says, you're leaving. Are you leaving?
Yeah.
So this character's unsure too. In the days that will be forgotten, maybe he's already losing those memories.
Yeah.
That's why there's a vagueness, sort of like when you can't really recall the details of a certain memory.
Yeah. And also, when he says, like, if you leave now, I won't even be able to see you. It's like, are they breaking up? Or it means that this person is in front of him.
Yeah.
And still he says, you are drifting away like this.
Right. So not drifting away physically, but I think drifting away emotionally. Mm-hmm. And if you leave now, I won't even be able to see you. But for me, it's still vague. Because yeah. maybe they are not actually physically in the same room. Maybe mm-hmm. it's that person leaving his memory.
Oh.
If I forget about you completely, I won't be able to see you. I mean, it could be either way, right?
Oh, and thinking of that, thinking that this is only his imagination.
Yeah.
Maybe this person isn't even real.
Yeah. They could not be real, or they could be someone that they had a one-sided love for that never came to be realized.
Mm-hmm.
So it's an idealized kind of image of somebody.
Yeah.
Or is somebody from the distant past? We're not sure. Or it's somebody right in front of them. And it's yeah. just really, really unclear.
And I don't know what he meant by there isn't even any more time saved up. Hmm. 모아둔 시간도 이제 없는데. Because like he had time spent for this person.
Right.
The days I've waited, the days that'll be forgotten have all been time spent for you.
Mm-hmm.
And now he doesn't even have any more time saved up. It's mm-hmm. like he's putting time in a small jar and he's using them like to
maybe just kind of portioning it out. I don't know.
Yeah.
It's up to
you. I've saved all this time for you and now I don't have any time saved up anymore.
I kind of feel like it is the memory of somebody.
Mm-hmm.
Maybe he's being haunted by a memory, like, especially when he says, what more do you want from me? There is no need for countless meetings. I just want to see you smile. Maybe there's a sad memory, and then he only replays the sad memory, right? And it kind of haunts him,
mm-hmm.
leaves him waiting. But yeah, it's poetic, but very open to interpretation.
Mm-hmm.
All right, let's listen. Here's Lee Seung-hwan with 기다린 날도 지워질 날도, Days of Longing, Days to be Forgotten. 와우, that was 이승원 with 기다린 날도 지워질 날도, Days of Longing, Days to be Forgotten.
Mm-hmm.
Yes, even 이승원 was younger.
Well, he still looks young for
yes,
his age.
Yes, he's pretty ageless, but he was younger at one point.
Yeah, but it's like 30 years ago. Like 40 years ago?
40 years ago.
No, 30 years ago? I don't know. Yeah, 30 years ago.
It's a long time ago.
Yeah.
It's a long time ago. J.S. Jerry 76 says, both the song and the singer seem to beat time because the memories are the same.
Yeah, it's maybe because he has saved up his time.
He's only proportioning it out little by little.
Yeah.
It's all saved up in the jar. Oh, maybe that's his secret. All right, we're talking about songs that talk about waiting. What's our next song, Stella?
Our next song is 이젠 더 이상 기다리지 않아도, Don't Wait Anymore by Lucid Fall.
Mm.
And it will be literally now, even if you don't wait anymore.
Right.
Yeah,
but
it's an unfinished sentence.
Yes, and 기다리지 않아도. So if you don't have to, if you wait, no longer wait, dot, mm-hmm. dot, dot, and then there's something to follow that.
Yeah, mm-hmm. and we will discover what it's about, like, after these dots.
Yeah.
In the song.
Mm-hmm.
Wind blows, cold wind blows this way. undressed trees, light branches that have sent everything away. When you think about it, summer, autumn, winter, spring always remain unchanged in memories. When an unchanged season comes, I promise that I'll look for you again. At your silence, without a word, I leap to a faraway place. We shall meet the things we are meant to meet, even if we don't wait any longer. Where to, wherever this alleyway herds me to. I may not see again. One day traces will remain. And then he repeats,
when you think about it, summer, autumn, winter, spring, always remain unchanged in memories.
So what comes before, even if we don't wait any longer, is we shall meet the things we are meant to meet, even if we don't wait any longer.
Even if we don't wait any longer. So the giveaway message, there's no need to wait because the time will come. No matter what.
Yeah. This is so true. Because when you're super young, when you're a kid, you're like, oh, I want to be an adult. And
I can't wait.
Blah, blah, blah. But actually, there's nothing you can do about it. And one day, you're a grown up, and now you can't go back to when you're a child.
Right. And then people keep saying, I want to go back. I want to go back. Or I want time to go slower.
Yeah. And I like to think that he likes to start a song with 바람.
Yeah, he really does.
Yeah.
It blows. Cold wind blows. We have a nice a winter setting that's set up here.
Yeah.
But as always, Lucid Fall, he's very succinct, but says a lot with very few words.
Yeah.
Right? So in one sentence, we have a whole season and everything. But I love this. The undressed trees, the light branches that have sent everything away.
Yeah.
Which I love.
And his lyrics are always so poetic. Like,
yeah.
Like, he's from a scientific background. But you can't really feel it, like,
yes.
In the songs.
He is a scientist and a poet. Definitely so. And always there's, like, I feel like there's, like, this pearl of wisdom that you have to get from him,
yeah.
Even though he's just really observing things.
Yeah, I know he's not that young,
yes.
But he's
pretty young.
Yeah, he always in his lyrics, like he sounds like a
wise old man,
like Gandalf.
Like Gandalf, like I have all the answers to the world. And especially in this song, there is that Gandalf thing because there is sort of like this. I know the future.
Yeah, and this is exactly like what Gandalf would have said. Like, we shall meet the things we are meant to meet, even if we don't wait any longer.
It's so true. It's definitely true. I had to laugh a little bit because it was so pretty, the line. Where to? 어디로 가나? Wherever this alleyway herds me to.
Yeah, you can imagine like this, like border collie.
And then the thing is, herding to 모는 곳으로 is the word that I love because that's sort of what time does, you know?
Yeah.
It just sort of ushers us and pushes us forward.
And you're a little sheep.
We're sheep. We're just kind of, where are we, you know? But time inevitably always pushes us, pushes us.
Have you ever been to one of those 양떼 목장?
No.
Oh, it's such a nice place.
Oh, yeah?
And you can feed those, like, small sheep.
Yeah.
And they're lambs. So cute. Yeah, lambs. And big sheep as well.
Yes. And so if we were those sheep, it's like we would be herded somewhere. And again, it's just one, two words, but it's like a lot of depth and meaning. All right. Let's listen and enjoy. Here's Lucid Fall with 이젠 더 이상 기다리지 않아도 Don't Wait Anymore. That was Luce. I feel like I have to speak very quietly. We just heard Lucid Fall with 이젠 더 이상 기다리지 않아도.
You sound like
Don't Wait Anymore.
Classical music DJ.
And we're back with the Classical Music Channel. There is something about his music. Of course,
yeah.
You know, he's very well known for being extremely kind of a quiet, soft-spoken
singer. Yeah, and he's a very good guitarist.
Yes, so. But this is particularly a song that I think has a lot of depth. I love his minor yeah. kind of more of his, I like his moodier stuff, mm-hmm. personally, I don't know why.
But he has a lot of moody songs.
Yeah, he does. And then folky songs. JSJerry76 says, now that winter's back, Lucid Fall must be busy picking Yule. Yes, yeah. It is the season he was probably waiting for. Mm-hmm. Because that's what we are talking about on this week's The Words with Stella Jang. We're listening to songs about waiting. In fact, more waiting. It's a continuation from last week's topic because there's just so many songs out there. Wonderful, wonderful songs, in fact. And which wonderful song will we talk about next?
Next song is 기다리는 이유, Reason for Waiting by Im Chang-jung. And it's one of his early works. Like, it's from 2001.
Mm-hmm.
And,
We have the magic combination of composer Kim Hyung-suk and lyricist Jo-ni.
Yeah, and it reminds me of how long he has worked, like, in this industry.
That's true. Yeah. 2001, he was probably very, you know, his big successes came in the late 90s. Mm-hmm. So this was kind of a follow-up for that. And it is classic Im Chang-jung and Kim Hyung-suk style ballad.
Mm-hmm.
Today we have waiting, men in waiting.
Yeah.
So far, that's sort of been kind of the running
and
commonality.
And I have a personal memory of the song.
Do you?
Because it was in 2001.
Right.
So it was when I was in primary school, like mm-hmm. at my fourth grade.
Okay.
And I remember this song was playing on my 운동회.
Oh!
Because I don't know why, but like they would just put the list of the popular mm-hmm. songs.
Oh,
like,
yes, that's right.
On repeat.
Right.
So there were like Xinhua songs yeah. and mm-hmm. H.O.T. songs. And
this was in the rotation.
Yeah, this was in the rotation. So I was like, this song is quite sad
yeah.
to be played on a cheerful day like a 운동회.
Yes.
Which is, I don't know if, how do you
call it? I guess it's like physical challenge day.
Yeah, it's like a mini Olympics.
Yeah.
Like mini school Olympics.
Like a school Olympics. Fitness fair, I think that's another word that I've heard before.
Mm-hmm.
But yeah, and it's very odd to have this playing in the background. But here we have it because it was very, very popular. All right, let's take a look. 기다리는 이유,
mm-hmm.
reason for waiting.
Yeah. Is it okay to send you away? Can you go back to the beginning? You had said that you can't be without me. It'll be a long journey to go alone. Shall I show tears? Shall I hold your hand and bid you well? How do we break up? All I've learned is how to love.
Oh.
Don't cry. Blame me for not being enough for your heart. Can we say goodbye on our own? Even without my permission, things will head toward the end. I'm sorry. I'd rather let myself believe that you were in more pain by my side, even if it hurts. As you've given me, shall I give you everything I've received? Will memories too become burdens? That's the only thing I have left. And then he repeats, don't cry, blame me for not being enough for your heart.
Mm.
And even if it hurts, keep it a secret to the world. Like the days we were together, always like this. I could probably love on my own. Regardless of you, I won't be able to forget. It's okay, even if I live on an eternal sorrow. My reason for waiting will be you.
Yes. And we have that very classic, very satisfying end of the song. The reason for waiting. And we don't know the reason, we don't know the reason, we don't know the reason. We know the reason, but then he states it very eloquently at the end,
mm-hmm.
my reason for waiting will be you. Waiting will be, implying that he will be waiting forever.
Yeah, and also, like, what I found interesting back in the days when I was, like, 10 years old,
yeah.
it was this parallel structure between the refrains from the beginning
yes.
and the last refrain,
mm-hmm.
because the first two ones mm-hmm. Have just questions.
Right.
Like, can we say goodbye on our own?
Right.
Like, 이별은 혼자서도 할 수 있나요? Is it possible? Like,
mm-hmm.
I think not. And,
right.
And then at the end, he concludes to himself.
He answers that question.
Yeah, I could probably love on my own. Mm-hmm. 사랑은 혼자서도 할 수 있겠죠.
Right.
Unlike the breakup. And yeah, it's a smart way mm-hmm. to put the lyrics. And even like 20 years later,
you notice that song, parallel yeah. structure when you were 10. What the heck was I doing when I was 10? But very good eye, yes. Very, very good eye. See, it was in your blood. You were born to do this.
Oh.
You were born to write lyrics and sing and do music. Classic Korean ballad. Back in the day, you had to be very creative with how you, you know, make sad stories because there were so many sad K-ballads.
Mm-hmm.
But I thought that it was a fantastic line here. Even now, I go, wow, it's so good. How do we break up? All I've learned how to do is I've only learned how to love.
Mm-hmm.
When you learn how to love, no one gives you the manual on how to break up.
Yeah.
And I just love that line.
Mm-hmm. And all the lines before, all I've learned is how to love.
Mm-hmm.
It's like, oh, I don't know what to do. Like, should I show tears? Or
do I do this? Yeah, do I do that? Yeah.
Yeah.
Very, very well written.
It's like he's never read their manual of breakup.
Exactly. Yeah. And still, I can still be surprised by the lyrics of K-ballads. Fantastic. Mm-hmm. All right. Here is Im Chang-jung with 기다리는 이유, Reason for Waiting. That was Im Chang-jung with 기다리는 이유, Reason for Waiting. I forgot what a 명곡 this is. This is your classic K-ballad back in the day. Mm-hmm. This was the song we all hoped that our producer would write us. Oh, you know, you call up Kim Hyung-seok and you're like, please write me 기다리는 이유.
기다리는 이유kind of song.
Kind of song. I want my own 기다리는 이유 kind of song.
Yeah.
Definitely. Wonderful stuff.
Yeah, and he's still a good singer. And back in the days, like, he sounds so young.
I know. Voice is so clear. Clear tenor. Beautiful. Beautiful stuff. All right. And we're going to round out our segment with one more song about waiting.
Which is 기다릴게요, I'll Be Waiting by Seohyun. And it's an OST again. So we can already know that it's going to be a little vague.
Going to be a little vague and open to interpretation.
Yeah.
But out of necessity.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. I can see you, the only one person in my heart. The one I've yearned for, I see you. Can't you see me? Can't you hear my heart? I'm here, I'll be waiting. For me, it has to be you. Even though it hurts, I smile. Even when I smile, I tear up. Where your memories stay, that's where I am. How much do I have to wait for you to see me? Such desperate feelings, don't you know?
Mm-hmm.
Can't you see me? Can't you hear my heart? I'm here, I'll be waiting. For me, it has to be you. Even though it hurts, I smile. Even when I smile, I tear up. Where your memories stay, that's where I am. The way you held me gently, your warm smile as you gazed upon me, even the love's tears were beautiful. My heart is still the same. For me, it has to be you. I will be standing here, even as time goes by, even as tears roll down, I'll be waiting only for you. And then she repeats, even though it hurts, I smile. Even when I smile, I tear up. Where your memories stay, that's where I am.
All right. Straightforward.
Yeah.
It's a very straightforward, and I think the beauty in this song is if you are watching a drama and the song starts to kind of come out in the background, it's not played at a very high volume because there's action going on, there's dialogue going on.
Mm-hmm.
But a song like this is very effective because even if you're not really paying too much attention to it, I think the words are simple enough that you can hear them.
Yeah.
Right? They just go straight into your ear, right?
Mm-hmm.
I will be waiting for you as time goes by. It hurts. I smile. These things that, you know, it kind of helps enhance the dialogue. Right? And I think this is the art of drama OST, huh?
Yeah. And a lot of dramas, especially ones that deal with some love relationship, there's always this person who's in pain.
Right.
And who's in one-sided love.
Right. Who is waiting.
Yeah. So we can hear these lines a lot in other dramas as well.
Right.
보이지 않나요? 들리지 않나요?
I'm here.
I'm here. Notice me, please.
How many more episodes will it take?
Yeah. How many more episodes shall I wait?
It's true. So, yeah, it's nice. It makes it very, very universal. And yet, it's also such a universal sentiment and emotion that we've all been there at some point, even if it's not even for love, but we've been in this kind of feeling like it hurts, but I'm just going to power through it. I'm going to smile.
Yeah.
That painful waiting and yearning for something.
Yeah. And as always, and I'm staying loyal to myself, I think this protagonist shouldn't be waiting for this person only.
He or she is wasting their time.
Yeah. There's nothing like, it has to be you.
That's true. It has to be, it says, for me, it has to be you, so I will be standing here. Very romantic. The visuals, you automatically think of a bunch of K-drama kind of screenshots, right? Of a person just waiting in the background, standing there, and then the other person, the back to them, they don't see them.
Oh, that's so sad.
I know, definitely.
Yeah, that's so cliche, but at the same time, like, you get into it every time.
Every time. Because as cliche it is, the reason it's cliche is because it is common. It is all experienced universally by all of us.
Mm-hmm.
Thank you so much. Lots of different ways to wait. Beautiful songs about waiting for our segment, The Words. Mm-hmm. Hope you have a great weekend and stay warm, Stella.
Thank you, and I'll wait for the next Thursday.
I will wait for the next Thursday as well. All right, taking Stella out here, Seohyun with 기다릴게요. I'll be waiting. That was Seohyun with 기다릴게요, or I'll be waiting. Don't forget to join me again tomorrow. But for now, here's Chung Seung-wang taking us out. It's 언제라도, 어디에서라도, whenever, wherever. Thanks for tuning in, and we'll see you tomorrow.